Is Google going to be there? Are they going to show off their new gaming
Well,
device?
Matt told me he had some information on the Stadia, and I assume it got leaked. That's got leaked beforehand.
Yeah,
So I don't know.
because Bungie just came out to say that they're going to do a cross save between systems, and they said that but like Destiny is going to be on the new Google device. So this is a pretty interesting thing that's happening, and I really think Bungie's doing a great 180 with Destiny also. I think after leaving Activision, they've really just started to sing a different tune. So good for them.
I hear that coffee fuck on here.
Yeah, I know. I see that Matt has joined, and it's just a blank screen, so we just hear his voice.
You still driving?
And Saki.
Are
Are you
y'all
still
driving?
driving?
No, we're in a hotel, but let me tell you right now, I'm already shocked enough the hotel is supporting streaming this audio. I really don't want to try and throw video into the mix.
Cool.
Good. We get to have the voice of Matt and Saki.
Yeah, so about that Activision 2 debut, it's going to be first free game with Stadia.
Yeah, Stadia is pretty
I don't know if I don't know if you can hear me.
barely. You are very quiet.
Wow, that's awkward.
Isn't it?
I mean, I'm talking directly into the phone. I don't know what else I can do there, buddy.
Oh
Gotcha.
man.
How's your hearing of him?
It's okay. It's not the best. It could be better, but it is what it is.
So, I hope you guys aren't excited about the Avengers game coming out from Square Enix.
The
Why?
Destiny, the Dest Avengers.
Yeah, a game that's going to be like a Destiny loot shooter clone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh?
I guess we're gonna have to see it in action. I think that's the biggest thing.
Well, I think the main question is, did you want to play as
There
an
you go.
Avenger, or did you want to play as a create a character alongside Avengers?
So
Because
how
one
would
of those things is a thing.
Okay, so
Think
but if you create a
Fantasy
character,
Universe
then what do you
Online.
What do you what then how would you create a cat? Would you have to pick from the power pool of all the Avengers?
Oh, I don't know that much yet. I'm saying it's going to be like an MMO or something where you create your character and then you play alongside story missions of actual Marvel characters.
Okay, whatever. I
You
guess.
like, I assume you play as a new recruit to the Avengers.
I'm gonna make a Wolverine.
Oh
Yeah.
Everyone is going to make a
I
Wolverine.
can't wait for people to have Weapon Y and oh God, what's his name? The Mighty Thor, but like Thor is spelled with a THOR.
Nice.
Actually,
Yeah.
you know what? I'm going to make a Puck.
You should make Puck.
You will be the only person that does, so I think you're safe.
You know what? If they don't let me make his height 5'1", they're a bunch of cowards.
You know what? I just thought about it. We need Puck, and Peter Dinklage would play the best Puck.
Play a very good Puck.
He would.
But you know what? If they were casting
Who
Puck
would?
nowadays, it would be a Hemsworth.
Peter Dinklage would make a great Puck.
Nah. Puck's very stocky.
Oh, okay.
And Wolverine's supposed to be 5'2", and we've lived with Hugh Jackman for 20 years.
Right, yeah. Stocky. Puck's like what, 4'8"?
Yeah, he's an almost unbelievable height and width.
Yeah. Man, that Alpha Flight. That's where it's at, son.
Is it? I don't like Alpha Flight. Love Puck. Don't care about the rest of Alpha Flight.
Can you name another member in Alpha Flight?
I could name Sasquatch.
I was going to say besides Sasquatch.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, North Star. It's not Sasquatch, isn't it? Wendigo? Yeah, North Star and...
Wendigo. Captain Canada.
What's North Star? Aurora.
Captain Canada. Captain Canuck.
Captain Canuck. Captain Canuck. You're right. The guy that looks like Wolverine but isn't Wolverine. He's got the costume, but he's not Wolverine.
Not Wolverine. Is that Guardian?
No. He's got a name.
No, Guardian is Captain Canuck.
Love Captain Canuck.
Yeah, he's Weapon Alpha.
Chris, there's Shaman.
I know Shaman.
What about wasn't there one of the Thunderbird guys?
Sure. No, he's been on X-Force forever, so.
Man, it's like this team is like not even like the D list of characters.
Well, yeah, they're Canadian. I don't know. What do you expect?
They're Canadian. You would think they would have some really good like characters in Canada, right?
They did their best. All their cool Canadian characters went to the States.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
Like Deadpool.
I mean, there is unbeatable Squirrel Girl does live in America now.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wendigo was in it.
Yeah, are you looking at an Alpha Flight team list?
Yeah, because there's Sasquatch and Wendigo. There's two.
I think Wendigo is the evil one, and Sasquatch is the good one.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, so
Chris,
what?
Did you watch the Pokemon Direct today?
No, of course not.
You're missing out. Pokemon Sword and Shield. It's going to be dope.
Well, I saw that they're now giant Pokemon.
They're giant
Pokemon. Dynamax Pokemon?
Yeah, Dynamax.
Dynamax?
Dynamaximum.
That means they're basically kaiju-sized.
Y'all guys are making it up.
You can turn any Pokemon into a fucking kaiju, and it's amazing.
Which I saw someone put on Twitter, and it asked the question: what if you take a Wailord and Dynamax him?
Well, then you're gonna have a whale of a kaiju.
Oh, shut up!
Nope.
Saki says whale. Wouldn't that just be interesting?
Nope. You don't get these points. These points are not granted.
No, but like what? Like if we Dynamaxed Wailord, like he would be in the atmosphere and probably die of asphyxiation. But no, I think the addition of online raids is cool. I ask this the same way I ask about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. Like, it's online, yeah, but like, is it like Nintendo online or like good online?
That is true.
You know, this is the weird thing, because normally Nintendo Online is synonymous with crap, right?
Right.
The exception has always been their Pokemon games. And I think it's because it doesn't involve any Twitch attacks or anything. It's all turn-based. So the data gets sent, and it doesn't matter if there's a little lag, because all the inputs are entered, and then it just happens as it happens. So Pokemon Online has always been good.
Sure, I guess. I still have my doubts.
So is Nintendo going to, like, show off their online capabilities with this?
No.
No.
I bet you still have to use your phone to talk to people.
That's still sad. Still sad. I am. I'm very sad. I'm very sad that we might not see some full gameplay of Cyberpunk.
I mean, yeah, but I kind of didn't expect Cyberpunk to show up anyway.
I was hoping it would be ready by now.
Might be, but
you're silly.
It might be, but it might need more more polish.
Yeah. No, there is no might be. It's going to be a 2020 game.
I feel like it's a next.
That's already been confirmed.
It's definitely going to be a next gen game.
It's going to be a next gen game in the sense that it's going to release like Watch Dogs 1 did.
Yeah.
Or Destiny 1. Cyberpunk will have a PS5 version and an Xbox Next version, but then there'll also be a PS4 and Xbox One version.
Yeah, that's true. It's. I'm hoping Watch Dogs, that the new one, doesn't do the same thing. I hope we see that real soon.
Watch Dogs Legion is going to be this year.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that was the big leak that came out. Watch Dogs Legion is official and it's real.
Yeah, you can play as a non.
Yeah,
as an NPC.
I have to applaud Ubisoft for being like, "Oh shit, it leaked. Fuck it, might as well release a teaser, build that hype instead of pretending it never happened."
Yeah, that's true.
Now, my only fear of this is, Watch Dogs 1 and 2 had really good stories, especially Watch Dogs 2.
Yes.
But it seems from the description of Legion, where it's like, play as any NPC. Like, how good of a story can it be if you can literally jump to any character? Like, I worry that it's going to be more of like an online multiplayer centric type of deal instead of like a very story focused game like the first two. That fear, it's based on nothing but the description of them being like, you know, we live in this online world, play as any NPC, but if you can play as any NPC, then how is any story going to be coherent if everyone's different?
Unless if it's something to do with like missions where you can utilize NPCs during a mission as like distractions.
Maybe. Like I said, I'm excited to see it because you know Ubisoft's going to give us a dope ass like demo.
No, they are. So. They really are. I think E3 is always Ubisoft's like greatest like selling point for all their games. And they seem like they knock out of the park all the time besides Just Dance. I'm tired of Just Dance. I'm just tired of
coming out for the Wii 2020.
Don't worry. Dance Dance 2020. Well, you know what, Josh? You got to just assume. You got to be okay with the fact that a single game during their entire E3 press conference isn't for you. It's okay.
That's true. No, I completely accept that. I accept it. But I just find Ubisoft, I'd find it funny that Ubisoft is just like, all right, guys, Just Dance.
Just Dance.
It'll be okay. Look, it's always the most ridiculous presentation, too. I always come out and have a really bored superstar come out and lip sync one of their songs that's going to be in the game. And they have
who's
a bunch
the superstar
of
this year? Call
on stage. Oh, okay. This year? Okay. 20. Who's been big? Ariana Grande.
Billie Eilish.
Ooh, that's
an Ed, I don't know what she sings.
Ed Sheeran.
I don't know who she is, but I've heard her name. So.
I've heard the name. I thought it was a boy.
No, it's a girl. You know, I think she sings the
Doctor Who, Billy.
I think she sings the end song over Brightburn, the credits of Brightburn.
Sure, why not?
Okay, cool, thanks.
We'll cite that. Somebody correct us, please.
Take your word for it.
I got it. Fuck me, I got it.
We all have like the magical Google devices. So, but yeah, Ubisoft's gonna have. I think Ubisoft's gonna have a great showing.
They always do.
Yeah, they always really kill it. I kind of feel like.
On. Hold the phone.
What?
What? Okay.
Okay.
Well,
you know what? You can't just do that. So we'll just press on, I guess.
Yeah. So I feel like Microsoft might deliver a wet fart.
No, I don't think so. They've got so many game studios now that I think it would be almost impossible for them to have a wet fart.
Well, I'm
like,
just gonna
like with like 15 game studios, they have to have something.
They have to, but are they?
I don't know. Maybe. I do want to point out that I went through my Facebook memories and I saw. Oh, Matt's gone. I saw that I was intrigued by Project Natal.
Oh, sorry about that.
And then I was like, well, I guess I really just don't know anything at this point.
Yeah, Project Natal. Did that even
happen? Poor Milo.
Milo. Did they murder Milo?
Yeah, he's on a hard drive somewhere in Lion's Head Studios' basement.
But yeah, I think one of the biggest things is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Something about Halo.
Yeah, something about Halo. But I don't know. Outside of Microsoft, I'm getting more and more excited about this Final Fantasy VII remake.
I mean, yeah, I'm excited too. Like I feel like they're putting like way too much effort into it. Like this is kind of effort that could go to something new.
Right. No, I completely agree with that. But it does look really good.
It looks really cool, and I'm probably going to enjoy it. But like it's taking so long, and I don't know how much resources it's consuming. Like, is this really the best use of everyone's time?
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right, and especially Square, they need to start really thinking about what they can do to really get back into pushing the envelope of game making again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now, guys. I got the scoop.
Scoop.
Yeah.
What scoop? Is that why you just went, like, you went away for a while?
It's a rumor. It's a rumor.
Yeah, he got a text.
But how would you feel? How would you feel about a brand new Secret of Mana game?
I would lose my mind.
I would be.
How would you also feel if the first three? If the first three, including Seiken Densetsu 3, which is never officially released in America, came together as a trilogy pack for the Switch.
Oh, can it not be for the Switch?
It would be for the Switch. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Now, is it the remake of the first Secret of Mana, like the Final Fantasy Adventure, or is it the Final Fantasy Adventure?
It would be the three games would be Final Fantasy Adventure, which was Seiken Densetsu 1.
Uh-huh.
It would be Secret of Mana, and then it would be Seiken Densetsu 3, which would be coming here for the first time ever.
Now, is it all the original, or is it the remakes of the game? Is it the Sword of Mana, Secret of Mana, and then number 3?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, is there a new Secret of Mana?
Yes.
Wait, what about Legend of Mana?
So there would be a fourth
Mana not
well.
In this mix?
Which one?
Legend of Mana.
No, that's not really recognized.
Really?
Yeah, that one was weird.
Aren't they all weird? All right. So, yeah, so there's going to be a new Secret of Mana game being shown off.
And the trilogy on the Switch.
And the trilogy on the Switch. Where did you get this information? Where are we getting this information?
Matt got a text from Japan. From Miyamoto. Shigeru Miyamoto texted Matt.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying, if it happens, deal with it. I called it, and Josh owes me $5.
No, I don't know you. I'm okay, whatever. I'll give you $5.
I'll point out,
give me the money.
It's 10:45 in Japan, so it's the right time to get a text from Joe.
My
Japan.
Boy Miyamoto?
Yeah, or let's
John Q Japan.
Yeah, Joe Q Japan.
Yeah.
Hiroshi, Chris. Japan. What?
Chris Blast.
What?
Did you know Xbox is poised to have its biggest press conference of all time?
No. Suspected, yeah.
It's debuting 14 games.
It's a lot of games.
Allegedly.
He got that from
Joe
Xbox.
No, that's actually announced by Microsoft. That was actually announced by Microsoft. Calm down.
Allegedly.
He got a Skype from Bill Gates.
I hate you guys.
Bill right, Gates. So what do we know about these 14 games? Matt?
Nothing. We just cool. know that they're okay, here's what we know. You ready?
Yes.
Let me see. Hold on.
We got to pull up that Skype.
I don't know. What's going on, Matt?
And Bill Gates is hacking into his computer right now.
Yeah, he's just...
giving him the skinny.
He's just like, no, I don't want this Matt guy to let all this leak out. Well, I guess Obsidian's going to have something. I guess Obsidian's going to show up.
Yeah, they've got the outer rim, outer whatever.
Yeah.
Space game.
So there's a handful of things that Obsidian might have. I hope for Microsoft to have a great showing, but I feel
like
too late. It's like with the PlayStation 3 time, like when Xbox 360 was killing it.
Okay, so apparently whenever I leave the Google Hangouts app, I lose you guys. What I was trying to say was they announced that there's going to be 14 first-party Xbox game studio games shown at E3 this year.
Now, is it going to be for the new Xbox?
Some of them we know about. Some of them we know. Gears of War 5, Halo Infinite. You'll probably get a new Forza. We know Ori and the Will-O-Wisps will be there. Probably Battletoads. There was a huge earlier yesterday about Fable 4 and what that's going to be. So, we know there's going to be some stuff. And then there's the rumor that Xbox is about to bring a whole shit ton of games to the Switch.
But why is Xbox bringing games to the Switch?
Well, they already brought Cuphead. Because for them, Xbox is moving away from being just a singular console, and they're being more of a service. If they can sell their games on every platform, why the hell would they make all that money?
Well, then, yeah, I see what you mean. But then why even have the console?
Because it's still going to be the best place to play your games. They'll always run better and look better on their systems, and then you'll still be in their ecosystem. But there was a data leak of Xbox gamer tags popping up on Steam and PlayStation. So just like you all can already install Xbox Live on your Switch and use its features like voice chat, messaging, and stuff. Now you'll if they're putting it on everything, but they still position the next Xbox as it's the best place to play our games. They'll sell less systems, yes. But does Microsoft really care about that if they're still making money everywhere?
Right, if they're getting subscription. So what it sounds like is that maybe this E3, the big thing about this E3 is cross-platform play.
I think that's the push for everything, because we know Destiny's going that route. The new Call of Duty was confirmed to have cross-platform between console and PC, Xbox, PlayStation, and PC all playing together. We know Dauntless launched with everyone playing together. So we're living in a world where cross-save and cross-play is becoming too big to ignore, and Sony is walking back its statements from last year where they said never.
Yeah, now it's an option.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's easy to say no when you have all the power, but when suddenly all the biggest games in the world are like, well, okay, if you don't say yes, then you don't get our game. It kind of forces your hand.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I guess we'll see how it's going to work out, because I know Bungie is just saying how Destiny 2 is going to have the cross save. So it's just...
Yeah, see, this is going to be... It's going to be interesting because it was confirmed that that's coming to Stadia, Xbox, and PC. But they said PlayStation is still up in the air, so it looks like they're still trying to get Sony to commit. But can you imagine if Sony was the only console where you couldn't play with everyone and save everywhere? Like, that's just not a good look when you have Destiny as your, like, marketed title.
Right. And it just like with the last time with the whole console thing, it's just like everyone eventually gets on board on one thing. This might be the one thing that everyone eventually gets on board on. So, you know.
It's interesting.
I don't know, like,
What's up?
Go on, Matt.
No, you. It was interesting.
I'm done. I'm done. Go.
I didn't have anything to say.
Neither did I. I was just making noise. It was quiet.
Okay. No, but yeah, well, that's because the internet's so bad.
Cross-platform is probably going to be the biggest thing that is announced during E3. But then we have to really talk about cloud gaming too, because that is going to become the future. And I just don't think we have in the United States, I don't think we have the infrastructure to support cloud gaming.
I mean, unless you live in a place that has Google Fiber.
Yeah, but it's only a few cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all we know is Saturday. I think it's Saturday. Is Stadia and Destiny are giving big presentations. Yeah. Sunday is Xbox and Bethesda. Monday is Square Enix and Ubisoft. And Tuesday is Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to fight more moon wizards.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Bungie's going to talk about their new expansion for Destiny 2.
Shadowkeep.
Yeah. I'm really feeling good about Bungie, though. I think them leaving Activision, becoming their own company again, is really just allowing them to focus on what they just wanted to do from the beginning.
Well, that's the test, right? Now it comes down to how much of it was Bungie, how much is it was it Activision?
Because
now no one can blame Activision if Destiny isn't good.
Right. No, it's true. It's all in Bungie's hands, and I really feel like Bungie's going to deliver. What if I'm wrong?
Hey, Josh, it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Shut up.
You're not allowed. These are not points given to you.
These are points. Josh laughed, therefore I win.
That's not the accurate measurement. It's
not. So.
I mean, there's just not much to talk about now in comics. Wasn't there some news, Chris?
Not really. I was looking through the news updates and I didn't see a whole ton, but I figured I found out what we could finish up on for today.
Oh, right? Hold on, guys. Yeah. Guys, I have to share something with y'all because I think this has been the most amazing thing that has happened in our existence. And it's the helicopter rescue of the 74-year-old figure.
I absolutely saw this. That poor, yes. Poor woman.
Oh, my God. I would be vomiting everywhere.
I'm just going to let you know, if that happens to me, just leave me there. Let me die.
I'm just amazed that that happened.
Honestly. I mean, it's like no one understood how, like, that works and how you should probably anchor that poor woman down a little bit.
Yeah,
I've never seen someone at the mercy of the wind so
well. Yeah, this poor lady, she was like dying of dehydration, and it just starts spinning and spinning and spinning.
You know, it says a lot about Kate that she just starts cackling at this old woman's misfortune.
You know what? It's really funny.
It is.
For my mom.
What if it was your mother?
I would probably still laugh. It's really funny.
It's aerial art.
It's like one of those kids' toys that you spin like this and it flies in the air. Sky dancers.
The little whirly birds.
I mean, sky dancers.
Yeah, but it's just keeps on, like, they didn't stop. They just didn't stop. They just kept on allowing her to spin and like, spin.
And dude on the rope is like look
down. They fly off. They just fly off.
All right, hold on. Taking a break.
All right.
Chris, what was your actual...
My actual thing is I found a list of games we can talk about. It is
okay.
PC World underrated games of the PS3, Xbox 360 era.
Okay, so we'll do the first 10?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, what are we doing? I'm sorry, I was laughing at the old lady spinning.
Unranked list from PC World about underrated games from the Xbox 360, PS3, and PC era.
Okay, cool. I like this. Let's do it.
So we'll talk about some games that we may have played, may not have played. We'll see.
Okay. Ooh, here's a fun idea, Chris. Yeah. I hope you haven't read the whole list yet, right?
No.
Okay. Let's all try and predict a game that's on the underrated list.
Okay.
What would you say is an underrated game?
For that era?
Yes.
I want to point out this list is not in any kind of order. It's just word vomited out.
That's fine.
Okay.
Infinite Undiscovery?
That would be my vote. I don't think it made it.
I'm going to say... Oh, God. What's the name of that game? Starts with the B. Damn it. It was a... Damn it. Hold on.
Real specific, babe.
Bloodborne?
No. That's not Last Generation.
Battletoads?
Binary Domain. Calling it.
Okay. I think an underrated game from that era is the Ghostbusters game.
That it's getting remade, mastered, and remade, Chris?
Yeah, I'm glad. I literally just finished replaying it like a week or so ago. So I'm definitely going to play it again.
Can we get Infinite Undiscovery again? Because that was really good.
No, you can only have it the one time. All right.
Hey, there you go, Chris. You literally found the only other person in the world that liked it.
Wait, what?
I'm the other person in the world that liked it.
Yeah. I keep wanting to replay it, and I haven't had time to do it. But I love it. We had
really good
being pulled down. All right.
Hit us with the first 10.
The first 10. Number one, Mirror's Edge.
I can see that.
I liked it a lot, but I did not care for the sequel.
Yeah, the first Mirror's Edge was really good.
Mercenaries 2, World in Flame.
Has the best song.
Sure does.
Oh, let's say the Saboteur. I will say the Saboteur in here, too.
Interesting. Midnight Club LA. Did anyone have any thoughts about Midnight Club?
No,
I didn't think so. Sega Superstar Tennis.
Nope.
That's gonna be a no for me.
What's the name of it?
Sega Superstar Tennis.
I'm gonna miss.
Wet? Wet is the next one.
It was an action game with a woman, with this girl. It was like John Woo style.
Oh, yeah.
But not the John Woo game that came out.
No, not Stranglehold.
Okay. Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway.
Really? I don't think that was underrated so much as just no one cared.
Well, yeah, it came out the same time as Call of Duty, so like, who could care?
Yeah.
Brutal Legend.
Oh yeah, that was super fun.
When it turned into a real time strategy, it lost me completely.
Okay.
When it wasn't a real time strategy, I thought it was
the problem with Brutal Legend was it lied about the RTS parts. Like, it was not in any of the promotional stuff. It wasn't part of the demo.
That's true. That RTS stuff is like, oh, here you go.
So it just surprised everyone. And then it ended up being like the core focus of the game.
Yeah. Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise?
Nope, fuck it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a fan of the Viva Pinata franchise. It's right up there with Animal Crossing in terms of games that if it disappeared forever and burned in the fires of hell,
you wouldn't notice. Life management games, right?
Yeah. I don't care. Red Faction Guerrilla.
Okay. Yeah, the game where you could destroy anything.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You know, they remade it, Chris. They called it the Remasters edition.
Oh.
Nope.
Because it takes place on Mars. Get it?
Yeah, no. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
The Club?
Is that a racing game?
Wait, I remember The Club.
I don't know.
I believe it was a racing game.
I don't remember The Club. Killzone 2?
Yep.
Killzone 2 was good.
Killzone 2 was a victim of its own hype.
Yeah, the Halo killer.
No, that was Killzone 1. Killzone 2 was killed off because it was that first trailer when the PS3 was unveiled. And then everyone was like, no way, they faked it. That was fake footage. Back before time when CG trailers became the norm, people were assuming it was gameplay. But then we found out it was gameplay.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now.
Was that Killzone 2 or 3?
That was 2. 3 was great.
That was 2. I did not like any of the Killzones.
Killzone 3 was amazing. Yeah. It's like the only good one of the 4. 5.
There's a fourth one?
5 Killzones?
Yeah. Well, okay, there's the 3 core ones. The Killzone 1 on PS2. Killzones 2 and 3 on PS3. Killzone Shadowfall was the launch game for PS4, which is crazy considering that team immediately remade Horizon Zero Dawn after that. Like, they went from mediocre shooting games to one of the best open world games of all time. But then there was also the PSP and the Vita Killzone games.
Yeah.
All right. That's
Killzone Retribution and Killzone something something. I don't know.
Julian says The Club was a third-person shooter.
Okay.
I miss you, Julian. I can't see you in chat, but I know you're there and you're the best. I hope Chris is talking to you so you're not lonely.
I am, and also Nola Preacher's here.
Preach.
What up, Steven? I also miss you.
All right, and finally, the last one, Mad World for the Wii.
Oh, wait, that was that really cool black and white.
Super stylistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Sin City meets Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a rad game.
Back when original fun Wii games coming out was such a shock. Instead of like getting random shovelware garbage.
It was so weird when it finally did come out. As I recall.
Chris, do you remember how many circus games for the Wii there were?
God, if you put a gun to my head, I would tell you 30.
I'm sure you're close to right.
It seemed like every other week there was like 50 circus games for you and your dumb babies.
Yep. Man, that era of, Wii Sports was popular. Let's make a collection of mini games and sell it at full price on the Wii. And it just flooded the market with that crap.
Yeah. Oh, man. What an interesting list this is. We went through it pretty quick. Can we go through the last, like, couple?
I thought you said it was...
Yeah, sure.
Huh?
Didn't you say there was 50?
No. I just said there's a list of it that was bombing it out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, keep going then.
Okay. Bionic Commando.
I didn't play that one.
I know it's very divisive.
It was okay.
The Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood.
Yep, that's the good one.
Interesting, they didn't mention Gun.
Actually, I missed Gun.
I think Gun had some real potential before Red Dead took over the Western.
It's true.
The Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena.
No.
You're the Call of Riddick guy.
I didn't play him. DJ Hero. Matt, I know you play DJ Hero.
No, that was Kevin.
Yeah, you don't... You have any thoughts on it at the end of the classic instrument era?
I think DJ Hero was just one shining example that the music genre was about to burst. with Rock Band and Guitar Hero started off so perfectly with like one game a year. Then Rock Band came out after Guitar Hero 2 by storm. Then Guitar Hero tried to copy. Then Guitar Hero started fucking it all up by releasing like 3 to 4 games a year. They're like, all right, well, instead of focusing on a new game, we're just going to release song expansions. And they're all going to be licensed. So instead of a nice mix, here's your Van Halen pack, and here's your Aerosmith pack, and here's your Guns N' Roses pack. Like, at a certain point, the music choices were like, you made a whole game on this band. And then Rock Band was like, yeah, but we got the Beatles, so fuck you.
And the Beatles was really the last one. Going.
Right, but then, they were like, Guitar Hero was like, yeah, but you know, now we have DJ Hero. And at that point, no one wanted to spend $150 for a turntable controller.
Because it is a turntable controller.
Those things are just littering every Goodwill across the country right now.
All right, let me ask you, what do you think I'd less use? DJ Hero DJ controllers or Tony Hawk Ride skateboard controllers?
Oh, Tony Hawk Ride controllers.
Oh, yeah, the Tony Hawk Ride.
All day.
I remember that being the game that just massacred the Tony Hawk franchise to death.
Yeah. And finally, the last one is Halo 3 ODST.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Is the criminally underrated Halo game.
Yeah.
That and Reach.
And by that, I mean it's the weakest one to me.
I don't know. I've been slowly replaying through the Halo, so I'm going to get to ODST again someday.
Okay.
So, I'll have an update.
Word.
Can I tell you the cool kind of interesting thing I found the other day?
Sure.
Also, can you see what we're doing?
I can.
Sure.
Okay, because this is a visual thing. So I was at the secondhand store going through the back issues of comics, and I found some X-Men comics that I had been missing.
Ooh.
And they had this interesting thing here. And what it turns out to be is, you remember, as in the long ago, you could get your comics mailed to your house. So right. Some dude in Mandeville got comics mailed to his house. And this is the 1996 order form for Marvel Comics. And as you can see, it's real small.
Wow.
It's kind of wild to think that every Marvel comic can fit on like 3/4 of a page.
Read some of them.
That's interesting.
Them out.
Sure. So at this time, in the X-Men line, you could get Generation X, Uncanny X-Men, Wolverine, X-Men, Cable, Excalibur, X-Force, X-Factor, and X-Man. And that's the biggest family of books by far. For the Spider-Man family...
It was the 90s.
Yeah. For the Spider-Man family, you get Amazing Spider-Man, Sensational Spider-Man, a Green Goblin series, which I didn't know about, the Spectacular Spider-Man, and Spider-Man. That's 4 Spider-Man-centric titles. Then there's an imprint called Marvel Edge that has Daredevil, Incredible Hulk, Ghost Rider, and Punisher.
Huh.
I bet that was their edgy books.
I bet it was. There's a special line for Conan the Barbarian, Conan, and Conan the Savage. There's a Marvel Comics thing for Gargoyles and What If.
Oh, I like the What If runs. Those are fun.
There's Marvel Absurd, which is Beavis and Butthead and Ren and Stimpy. Then there's the Marvel Universe. Avengers, Captain America, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, Silver Surfer, and Thor. And then there's the 2099 imprint. X-Men, X-Nation, Doom, Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man 2099 AD.
Hmm.
Well, if anything, it really shows... why for the longest time the only movies we got were X-Men and Spider-Man.
Because it's true. I'm sorry, go on.
All the famous superheroes people love now, like Iron Man and Thor and Captain America, were C-list characters at best until their movies blew up. And the only reason they were made was because Disney and Marvel didn't have the rights to the ones they actually wanted to make.
It's true. I can't believe there was a time when there were four Spider-Man books. And, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what on earth the difference could be between them all.
Who knows?
I don't know. I wish 1996 Chris could figure it out.
I don't think he ever could.
He never could. I just, you know, I like Spider-Man as much as the next fellow, but I can't imagine buying four books of it a month. Of the same characters. Not even like, it's not even clones or anything. It's just four Spider-Men.
It's all different writers and artists.
Is it though? We don't know that.
That's true. You're right. We really don't.
It's true. We definitely don't. Could be like when Bendis was writing six Avengers books.
That's true. What a time to be alive.
All right. That about wraps up for me. I can tell that my internet's
starting to fade. I think we tapped out. E3 next week, we will have in-depth, exhaustive coverage of everything.
Yeah, next week's going to be a friggin' blowout episode.
So, yeah. So, everyone, prepare. Gird your loins, watch the conferences, follow whatever social media you follow, because I'm sure someone will talk about it.
Yep. Let's hope for Metroid 4 and Elder Scrolls 6.
LOL.
Let's hope for Splinter Cell, whatever it is.
We have lofty goals.
And let's say, I don't know, that Shenmue 3 gets canceled and everyone gets their money back.
But wow. People actually pre-ordered that?
They kickstarted it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They gave it $1 million.
Yeah, that's never happened.
$3 million, Chris.
They gave it so much money for a boring ass game.
Let's shut down on this hot take. Not a good game series.
Preacher wants a Jet Force Gemini remake.
Oh,
you know what? They're remaking that dumb SpongeBob game. They can make Jet Force Gemini.
I would think so.
Yep. Battle for Bikini Bottom, the rehydrated edition.
I mean, I guess apparently that's the good one. I didn't know.
You know what, Chris? Because that was a little before our time, but apparently for the kids growing up on SpongeBob, that was like a definitive game of their childhood.
Hey, I'm happy for them. We treat
certain licensed games like the Super Nintendo Aladdin game or you know, stuff like that. How we were like, oh no, it's awesome, or DuckTales on Nintendo. Like Bikini Bottom was that for them. And it blows my mind that those people are like in their mid-20s, early 30s now.
It's wild. There's going to be so many streamers doing it.
Yeah, this is a real thing.
Yep.
Alright, so we'll be back next week.
Are you ready, kids?
Yeah. We'll be back next week. We will talk about everything. And, yeah. Everyone have a good night. We will see you same time.
Alright, love you guys.
Alright, bye guys.
Later.